Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. It's brought to you by Harvard Western Insurance. We don't judge. Here's another reminder to renew your plates today. Visit harvardwestern.com. And brought to you by the Arcola Co-op, offering fuel, food, and drinks on Highway 13. Arcola Co-op, you're at home here. Today, Canada's Farm Show kicks off in a virtual format on the internet. We hear from the Agriculture Manager for Regina Exhibition Association about details of the programs being offered for free in a virtual format. We hear about stormy weather and tornadoes near Kindersley. Real Agriculture talks about international farm trade. There's $1.5 million in federal provincial funding to build public trust in agriculture in Saskatchewan. And we have details from yesterday's Stock Growers Annual Meeting. The farm weather is in its usual spot at the bottom of the hour. This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Johnson's Grain, helping growers contract any type of grain. Call 1-800-324-7778. And Mazenk Fuels, your local branded Petro-Canada wholesaler for over 40 years. Fill up the tank, call Mazenk, 306-721-6667. Canada's Farm Show kicked off in a virtual format today. It's based in Regina. The Agriculture Manager for Regina Exhibition Association, Shirley Genesco, says there's a lot of interest in the various presentations.
It's gone fantastic. We started the video show this morning at 9 a.m., and the sessions have been very popular by many, many viewers. The beauty of our show is you can watch it right now. All the times are listed on our website, or you can go back and watch it your way, your time, down the road. So it's all going to be live for the remainder of the year on our website.
What shows are already available for watching?
Well, at the end of the day today, we'll post all the YouTube videos. So for today, you can watch them in the order that they're outlined in the daily schedule. But we'll have everything up on the website in the next day or two to watch on demand.
And what is today's schedule?
It's fantastic. We had our opening morning with the president's panel talking to president of ITERA, the president of Seedmaster, Cypress View Land and Cattle Corporation. It was fantastic. I do believe we also had Canbites Farms in there as well this morning. So it was a fantastic overview of just the agriculture industry from some different viewpoints. Another one is Artificial Intelligence by Dan McCann at Precision AI. Again, if you've missed that, I definitely recommend you go back and try to watch that clip. Lots of great information. And we just wrapped up our manufacturers panel, which was Borgol and Claus were highlighted in that panel. So again, some very top-notch information regarding the inside of ag with the view of a manufacturer.
And so you said the farmers have shown a lot of interest in watching these?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a live chat going on as well. So getting lots of questions in the chat about our different speakers. So just having that collaboration is definitely very beneficial to us as well as our viewers.
Yeah, as host for the president's panel, I found it very fascinating, very interesting and informative too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lots of great information there from different perspectives throughout the agriculture industry. So great panel.
So who's up next this afternoon? Who's up?
This afternoon, we're going to be having Rob Syke of the Agriculture Manifesto. He's going to be presenting. And then our innovation program, we're kicking that off, I believe around 1:40. We've got our five top innovators are going to be featured in this clip. We had a total of 16 submissions, and we went through the complete process of qualifying them, and we came up with five top winners. So we've sent a crew out to each of the five companies, and they created a professional video, so a sure thing to watch. I mean, I'm very excited about that. We have some great, great innovations at our show this year. We also have the Minister of Agriculture. He does a bang-up job on his presentation as well, and it's a must-see. I think I watched it twice yesterday. It was very, very captivating. And then we've got the Pioneers panel. So everybody loves to hear about our old timers and their outlook in agriculture. So it's another great panel. And then a fireside chat with Brad Wall is this afternoon. And I do believe that's moderated by yourself, Jim. So great job. It was a fantastic clip as well. And then we wrap our day up with the kicking off the 24-hour start of Ag Tech. That's around 3 o'clock. And again, that's a must-see, a fantastic program and a great addition to our show. So I definitely encourage you to watch that.
And you said all of this will be on demand very soon. How soon did you say?
Yes. Well, I'm hoping in the next, we have to get through today and tomorrow with the live events, and then we'll be posting everything on our website as well as the YouTube. So, but, you know, throughout the day, you can back up the time and you can watch any of these events that have already taken place. You can definitely watch any of them and pick and choose what you want to watch.
Canada's Farm Show kicked off over the internet today and runs tomorrow as well. That's Shirley Ginesco, the Agriculture Manager for Regina Exhibition Association. This portion is brought to you by Prairie 6-inch Eaves Troughs. An inch makes a big difference. PrairieEavesTroughs.ca and Co-op Hail Insurance. They've been there for farmers for over 75 years, and they'll be there for you. At least three tornadoes touched down in the Rosetown-Kindersley area yesterday of west central Saskatchewan. Jim Wickett farms about 20 kilometers southeast of Rosetown and says he felt the tail end of the storm.
Well, we just got a little sprinkle of rain and of course, the wind and that with it. But west of Rosetown and then it ventured off to the north of there. That's where the funnel cloud and, I guess it was a tornado because it was certainly on the ground. That's where that took place, and I'm hearing, you know, various kind of reports of grain bins overturned and that, and a little bit of, you know, damage to shop roofs and that kind of thing. So certainly a little scary, but not to be not a big surprise when the temperature gets that hot and whatnot. You got to be on the lookout for that.
Wickett's as crops are coping with the weather.
Well, I think temporarily they're really slow. I hope they're growing underground because they're not really growing above, but it's they're coming. They seem to be behind. You know, we had a nice early start, but we've lost that advantage. And to me, they look like they're quite a bit behind. Canola and flax in particular are two that are pretty small for this time of year.
Wickett says farmers are busy spraying for weeds despite the wind.
Yeah, guys are doing a bit, you know. You know, and myself, you get up early, you get a tank or two done, you find something else to do for the day, and you kind of hang around the yard till 8 o'clock and go do another one or two. So it gets done, but it's not done at the pace we'd like it. And, you know, like this morning, I woke up early and the wind was howling already. So today is pretty much a write-off, and it sounds like tomorrow is too. So hopefully Friday we can get a big day in.
Wickett says the wind is a concern because of possible spray drift onto a neighboring field. He adds there was a small bit of hail last night, but no apparent damage. This segment has also been brought to you by Ducks Unlimited.
This is your RealAgriculture.com update brought to you by the Canola School. Get canola agronomic information when you need it on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Our library of timely agronomic information is free and available at CanolaSchool.com. Sean Haney here with RealAgriculture.com and RealAg Radio, joined right now by Kent Backus. He's the Senior Director of International Trade and Market Access at NCBA, based out of Washington, D.C. Kent, how are you?
I'm good, Sean. Good to join you.
Yeah, it's great to chat with you. So, Kent, interesting, recently the NCBA put out a position to USDA talking about how potential changes for this product of USA label. Why the suggestion of the changes?
So with product of the USA is a generic label that the Food Safety Inspection Service approves. And essentially a retailer can use that, or a supermarket can use that to apply to any product as long as it's passed through an FSIS inspected facility. And so for us as producers, you know, we had a lot of concerns about, okay, well, how descriptive is that term? That's not a label that is rewarding producers, but they're obviously marketing on our reputation. And so there were concerns that this could be a label that could be applied to products that are imported and pass through an FSIS inspected facility, and then at that point, do they become a product of the USA? So there's a lot of questions on how that marketing label would be applied. This label has nothing to do with food safety. That is completely separate process. And so we were obviously a little concerned about the use of that label. And as a result of that, our producers brought forward a policy and wanted to form a working group to investigate this, to get a better understanding of it. And that really unfolded over several months. And as the staff person who was part of that investigative group, I can tell you we looked at retail outlets all across the United States and found that there were so many different ways that this label was being used, but we were even finding it on products that were saying, you know, product of Uruguay and product of the United States. Well, which one is it? You know, and so that obviously resonated some concerns. And so we started looking into the overall process of approval and realizing that it really does come down to just a product coming through an FSIS inspected facility and being eligible to carry this label. And we don't think that's right. You know, this is a marketing label. This, again, has nothing to do with food safety. And so we wanted to look at ways to address this issue, because we feel that not only could it be misrepresentative of our producers, but it could also be misleading for consumers. And so we looked at what are the best ways that we can address this. Now, keep in mind, we're not the only ones that were looking at that. So you had groups that were coming in and saying, well, this is why we need mandatory country of origin labeling. And we were saying, well, hold on, pump the brakes there. Because the last thing we want to do is trigger a trade war with Canada and Mexico. We need something that's going to be trade compliant.
You know, to give a tangible example here for the audience, you could have a calf born in Montana, comes in, you know, it's raised in Montana, it enters Canada, fed in a feed yard, fattened, and then goes down to Washington and is killed in a U.S. packing plant. It gets a product of USA label. And the trouble here is that this is not the system, the chain is not black or white. There's a lot of product moving back and forth as it gets to that final destination of a U.S. plant. And
so, Sean, let's be perfectly clear. This, what we're asking for in the petition, does not apply to where the cattle are slaughtered. We do not have the country of origin on that. What we're asking for is to address the issue on the beef itself. Okay. And so we fully recognize the integrated value chains that we have in all three countries with the United States, Canada, and Mexico. It's very important that we keep that trade successful and fluid, because, again, we have cattle that are heading north to Canadian feed yards, and we have cattle that are coming in from Canada, and there's always a balance there. And because of the trade agreements we have, there's opportunities in both markets for our cattle. But we do not want to see a restoration of mandatory country of origin labeling. We make that perfectly clear in the petition.
This has been your Real Agriculture Update. You can find out more about this issue or many others at realagriculture.com. Canola and its beautiful bright yellow flower blankets the prairies every growing season with 20 million plus acres. There's one place you need to go to get all your canola agronomic information, canolaschool.com. That's where you'll find all you need to know about seeding, disease, weeds and insects, harvest and marketing. Engaging and informative content all at your fingertips when you need the information. Visit canolaschool.com, brought to you by Invigor Hybrid Canola and BASF Canada.
This spring, apply pre-emergent Edge Microactive Group 3 herbicide from Gowan, Canada, before seeding your canola. Maximize yield today and manage resistance tomorrow. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan, Canada.
The official 620 CKRM farm weather is brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry, Justin, or Devin at 352-1866. And Moose Jaw Truck Shop, the number one choice for any diesel engine repair. Drop in, no appointment necessary, or visit moosejawtruckshop.com. Today, sunny sky, wind west 50, gusting to 70, diminishing to 30, gusting to 50 late this afternoon. A high today 25, the low 12. Thursday, mainly sunny, the wind west 30 and a high 26, the low 9. Friday, partly cloudy, the high 22, the low 11. Saturday, cloudy, 60% chance of showers, the high 22, the low 10. Sunday, partly cloudy, the high 18, the low 8. Monday, partly cloudy, the high 21, the low 10. Tuesday, partly cloudy, the high 24. Normal high for this date, 23. The normal low is 10. The sun rose at 4:46 this morning. It sets at 9:12 tonight. And around the province, in a hot spot, Hudson Bay, 25 degrees up in the northeast corner of Saskatchewan. The cold spot, Waskasu, at 13, just north of PA. Estevan is 25, Saskatoon 21, Swift Current 20, Weyburn 22, Yorkton also 25. Partly cloudy in Regina, 21, that's 70 Fahrenheit. Winds are from the west at 44, gusting to 64. Humidity is 51%, the barometer rising 101.4. Partly cloudy in Moose Jaw, 21, winds are from the west-northwest, 52, gusting to 80. Once again, Regina, partly cloudy in 21, that's 70 Fahrenheit. Back in a moment. This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Get fair market value for your assets with an online auction through McDougall Auctioneers, McDougallAuctions.com. And brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. Three Saskatchewan farm groups have been awarded $1.5 million in federal provincial funding to build public trust in agriculture and develop new farm leaders. Agriculture Minister David Merritt says the two-year funding supports Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan, Ag in the Classroom, and 4-H Saskatchewan.
Obviously, it's some groups that really work hard at promoting agriculture here in the province of Saskatchewan. We all know that agriculture is the number one industry in this province, and we here in government try and do everything we can to help promote it and also to enhance it in any way we can. So we have agreed to two-year funding for groups such as the Farm and Food Care Center in Saskatoon, 4-H also as well, and also Ag in the Classroom. So these are two-year deals that will take us to the end of the current federal-provincial program, and then we'll look at it thereafter. But it's nice to give them the two-year funding so that they can proceed with doing the very good work that they do in promoting agriculture here in the province of Saskatchewan.
Let's start off with, there's three groups. Let's start off with Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. What are some of their key attributes? What do they do?
Well, obviously, one of the biggest reasons is building public trust and really promoting, you know, the food we grow here, the food that's even processed here, things like that that really help to build the public trust with the public as the food that is grown here and how we do it and the manner that we're doing it, and really promote the agriculture sector here in the province of Saskatchewan.
Now the next group, Ag in the Classroom Saskatchewan. How is this group helpful? What do they do?
Well, obviously it's one of my that I'm very passionate about. I try and reach out to a classroom every year if possible. This year, obviously, we had to do it virtual last year as well, where we reach out to, you know, grade 3 and 4 class students and really promote agriculture and let them just know how food is growing here in the province of Saskatchewan, where it comes from. And the team that do this is so dedicated, and that I can't say enough about the entire team in Ag in the Classroom and the work that they do to really promoting the agriculture here and what we do with the youth in this province when, you know, obviously, you know, our urban populations are getting bigger and our rural populations are not growing quite as rapid. And we just have to make sure that kids understand how we grow food here, the way we grow it, and that the food that we produce here is safe and obviously environmentally sustainable is another thing we do promote and the way we do it.
And the final group is 4-H Saskatchewan. Why provide support to 4-H?
Well, 4-H really is, you know, what can you say, what can you not say about 4-H and the work that they do? And really the people, the adults that really work with the kids here, the parents that volunteer their time for programs and projects. You know, we have all the 4-H programs. I speak to them as much as I can, usually once a year as well at their AGMs. And to see the enthusiasm and the youth in the room and the questions they have about agriculture but learning everything like from public speaking and obviously working with livestock and working with crops and all of that. It's so important for us to really be able to promote agriculture every way we can. And I can't say enough about all three of these groups and the people that really volunteer their time to really promote agriculture here in the province of Saskatchewan, Jim.
And the key here is you want to build public trust in agriculture and, of course, develop next generation of farm leaders.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what we do, and really trying to build that enthusiasm within the youth that agriculture is a fantastic career, and there's so many opportunities in it, not just in farming and ranching, but in all aspects of it, whether it's ag tech, ag research, all of it. It is so important and vital if we want to see agriculture to continue to grow here in the province of Saskatchewan, which we do, and really to give the opportunity for these young kids to see that there is a great career in agriculture if they want to pursue it.
And finally, as agriculture minister, I have to ask you, how are crops looking right now?
Well, for the most part, what I'm hearing, you know, pretty good. You know, obviously, we got some nice rain last week. I'm sure the hot, windy days are taking their toll on that moisture as well. But I think for the most part, you know, crops are looking pretty good from what I'm hearing in my part of the world anyway, and talking to some of my colleagues here in government as well, that things are, you know, looking pretty good.
The two-year agreements provide Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan with a total of $300,000, 4-H Saskatchewan with $600,000, and Agriculture in the Classroom Saskatchewan with $610,000. This segment of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Diggleman Industries. Look to Diggleman for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market, and SMHI, Municipal Hail Insurance, three tiers of stackable hail insurance. Contact an agent or visit us online at municipalhail.ca. Storms are unpredictable, municipal hail isn't. Consumer trends in meat consumption was the focus of a presentation during the Saskatchewan Stock Growers virtual annual meeting yesterday. Anne-Marie Rohrink is the founder of 210 Analytics, based in Florida, who specializes in customized market research, data analysis, and marketing strategies. She told delegates it's important for livestock producers to talk about what they do.
You know, it's really important for us to bring out all the positives and everything that we do as an industry. And we do right so that people don't assume that animals have a horrible life and don't assume that beef is bad. And oftentimes, you know, as a producer, you might think, well, that's not my job. That's the retailer's job. But I think actually the consumers want to hear it from all of you. So the more we can be involved in that discussion, the better, I think.
Rohrink says ground meat continues to be a popular consumer choice. But as marketing has changed, there's been an opportunity to try something new.
I think we have a lot of opportunity to see so much growth in ribs and roasts, which was something that a lot of young shoppers were afraid of because it took too long or that's grandma's meal. I think a lot of people have figured out that ribs can be hip and they're wonderful. And, you know, those have become cuts that have done extremely well. So I think we have great opportunity to move some different items because, yeah, ground beef is huge and it's something that everybody likes to buy. It's easy to make, it's versatile, but at the end of the day, everybody else is trying to get in on that ground game. And, you know, it's not a way to differentiate very easily. So I do think if we're able to really educate the consumer rather than dumbing down the product, I think we have a big opportunity to grow sales further.
One trend during the pandemic saw ranchers selling beef direct to consumers. Rohrink says it's not a new concept, but it really took off and continues to do very well.
I've had wholesalers that were selling to restaurants that business collapsed overnight, and they set up a consumer site and they sold as much or more. There was a restaurant right here in Lakeland, Florida that had all the beef inventory and didn't want it to go to waste. So he turned his chefs into butchers and turned his waiters into like order takers, if you will. And he ended up selling more beef as a butcher shop than he ever did as a restaurant. And he actually continued that after the restaurant started to open back up. And so I think there is absolute opportunity for producers to find different ways of selling, including consumer direct.
Rohrink says it comes down to being transparent. Sustainability, including animal welfare and social responsibility, drive interest and dollars.
The bottom line is there's a lot of people who feel a little bit guilty about eating meat, whether that's because they don't think it's very healthy for them, because of the animal, whatever it is. And our best bet is not to figure out ways where we produce differently. It's about taking that guilt away by showing them that everything we do should not need to cause any guilt. And I think some brands and some retailers have done really well in that by saying, you know what, we only purchase from producers that we know and trust. And as such, you know, the consumer trusts the retailer trusts you. And so that's, I think, a system that works much better than all these tiny little niches, which are not going to be the answer in the long run.
Anne-Marie Rohrink of 210 Analytics was a presenter at the Saskatchewan Stock Growers Annual Meeting yesterday. Market Update is brought to you by Nelson GM in Assiniboia and Avonlea. If you are a Costco member, get huge savings on current 2019 and 2020 SUVs right now. And brought to you by Sask Pork. Saskatchewan's growing and vibrant hog industry creates economic spin-offs and career opportunities in our rural communities. Find out more, visit saskpork.com. Grain prices were mixed in early trading. Feed barley fell $10 at $254.65. Canola dropped $21.30 at $675.47. Flax declined $24 at $677.94. Yellow peas went down $9.19 at $328.57. Number one red spring wheat rose $8.75 at $318.98. The rest were unchanged. Durham $317.83. Lentils $749. Oats $206.53. Feed wheat $238.84. On the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, spring wheat gained 19 cents at 766 and 3/4 cents a bushel. The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn 842-4574. Now the latest livestock quotes.
Assiniboia Livestock had a regular cow and bull sale on June 2nd. Prices are holding steady from our last sale. Heiferettes sold from $120 to $135. D1 and D2 cows sold from 98 cents to 110. D3 cows sold from 50 cents to 75 cents. Counter cows sold from 14 to 40 cents. And slaughter bulls sold from 109 to 127. This is Jordan Stevens with the Assiniboia Livestock Market Report. Have a great ranching day.
And the latest Saskatchewan pork prices. This is for both Brandon and Moose Jaw plants, $254.59 per CKG. Coming up, the resource report. The federal government says the new $166 million agricultural clean technology program is open to applicants. The new program provides farmers and agribusinesses with access to funding to help develop and adopt the latest clean technologies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. It focuses on three priorities: green energy and energy efficiency, precision agriculture, and the bioeconomy. The program will allocate $50 million specifically for the purchase of more efficient grain dryers. Another $10 million will be allocated to powering farms with clean energy and moving off diesel. Agriculture Canada estimates the program could reduce up to 1 megaton of greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. Applications will be accepted until funding has been fully committed. The research and innovation stream supports pre-market innovation, including research and commercialization of agricultural clean technologies. In the federal budget, Ottawa also announced its intention to return a portion of the carbon tax this year. It's estimated farmers would receive $100 million in the first year. Returns in future years will be based on proceeds from the tax collected in the previous year. Further details will be announced later this year. On the markets, the TSX is down 7 points at 20,224. The Dow has fallen 129 points at 34,169. Oil is down 4 cents at $72.08 a barrel. The Canadian dollar has risen 0.1 of a cent at 82.15 cents U.S. That's the resource report. If you missed any segment of the show, tune in to the on-demand Saskatchewan Agriculture Today podcast, brought to you by Gowan Canada. Gowan Canada understands the challenges growers face and takes pride in finding effective crop protection solutions. Visit GowanCanada.com to learn more. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley. Good afternoon and good farming.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.